Welcome, everybody, to episode 105 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Krall. I've also got some friends with me tonight, Lonnie G.
Hey, everybody.
Kevin.
Hey, guys.
And we've got Jody.
Hi, friends.
All right. Before we get to the topic of the show and our question for the week, just want to make sure we ask everyone to please go out and give us a 5-star review on Apple or any of your podcatchers that you use. Oh, yep. There we go. You got a thumbs up from Jody too. I like. And speaking of likes, come over to our Facebook page after you give us a 5-star review and throw us a like and join the community we have over at Disney with the Ducks on Facebook, where we can have some fun discussions. And it's just neat seeing like some of the pictures of some of our duck friends running in Princess Weekend, which was today. So it's a cool community, and we'd love to have you come be a part of it. All right. So tonight we are going to part of our discussion is going to be about food, and me and my 5 children just took a trip to Mexico this past week for our midwinter break. So, put those two things together, and we're going to ask, what is your favorite Mexican food? So, Jody, what do you got? What's your favorite Mexican food?
All of the above.
There's not a bad dish that they have.
No, there are some that I love more than others. I'm going to have to just go with the classic chips and guacamole. As much as I like so many other things, I mean, spinach enchiladas with verde sauce is kind of my jam lately. I've been really into it, but a really good guacamole. Now, it's got to be a good guacamole because there's some bad guacamole. But if it's a good guacamole, that sets the stage for a great meal. So I'm going with the just classic guac.
All right.
Can I ask a question, Jody?
Yeah. Please.
Do you like the guac that they come out and make at the table fresh? Do you have restaurants there that do that?
We do, and I like it. It doesn't need to be fresh in front of me, but you can tell when the guacamole has been made fresh or not. Like you can tell if it's hand scratch good guacamole or like store-bought and mass guacamole. I like it with the big chunks in it and all that, you can tell that someone actually just made it.
Yeah. I like Mexican restaurants that have a avocado tree outside, and I'll watch them. I'll go out there and I'll point. I say, I want that avocado and that one. And they pick those two, bring them in, and at the table, do it right in front of me.
That's really specific.
Yeah. Yes. Like at Red Lobster, when you used to be able to pick out your lobster, right?
I want that lobster.
Yeah.
I want the one that's giving me the salty looks. Yeah. See, you mess with the wrong person, lobster. Get that one.
Oh, boy. All right. Kevin, what's your favorite Mexican food?
So, depending on where I'm going. And if I'm going to Chuy's, I don't know if y'all have Chuy's. I get the enchilada, the boom chica, boom boom.
Boom boom
enchilada.
Sauce.
It's really, really good. That's my favorite Mexican food. If I'm not at Chuy's, then it's quesadilla.
Oh. Quesadilla is a very classic, just delicious thing. I make them at home all the time.
Yeah.
God, just a little bit of cheese. Okay. So what kind of quesadilla do you like though? Do you like it with meat and stuff in it?
Steak.
Oh, steak? Okay.
The strip, okay. Steak strips. Yeah.
I'm a straight just cheese guy. I'll throw just mozzarella cheese in there or whatever I have. And it's like a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah. It's so good. But I cut it like a pizza, and then I take the triangles backwards, fold up the end, and then you got a nice little bowl to scoop salsa with.
Exactly. That is why I like quesadilla so much. That's perfect.
Yeah.
We do a lot of black bean and cheese quesadillas in our house. Like that's a quick, when Tim travels, that's an easy meal that I can just make for the kids real quick. It's got a little protein, a little dairy, little carb from the tortilla.
Yep.
Yeah, we do something similar. Yeah. All right. Lonnie, what is your favorite Mexican food?
I'm going to do a Kevin. So if I'm going to Chuy's, which we love, you guys know Fridays are usually my Chuy's night. I like the chimichanga with the boom boom sauce on it. So you're cooking with gas when you do that. Any other Mexican restaurant, there's no bad Mexican. The only time there's bad Mexican, if there's Montezuma's Revenge, like the next day. But other than that, there's no bad Mexican. So I will take any Mexican, but, you know.
So
Taco Bell, I'll even do a Mexican pizza.
So when you guys go to Mexican restaurants around there, do they bring the plate out that's like, is this the temperature of the surface of the sun?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's like so hot it like melts through the table.
Mm-hmm. And they always say, don't touch it, it's hot. Yeah. And I touch it just to make them mad. I'm like, I would go like this. It's not that hot. It's not that hot. Just to make them mad.
Yeah. You know, I think if you don't get that, you get up and leave that Mexican restaurant because it's not worth eating.
If that plate has not come out of an inferno, then it's probably not fresh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you chase that with a margarita, which is also, you know, prime Mexican.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, now Lonnie, that's a good point. Do we count drinks? Because
that's part I of have, it.
So I'm gonna break this down a few different ways here. I love margarita. I
He's
love
gonna get a Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah. Margaritas are one of my favorite like things to put in my body in the world. Like I love it. I don't know. I can drink them all the time. So there's this drink I used to drink when I went down there for work all the time that at the end of the night, the guys I was with would all order these and be like, all right, this is really going to help you to feel fine or whatever. So I'm like, okay. But I never knew what it was called or what was in it. And so I was talking to the bartender on our trip and he was like, oh, you mean a carajillo? And I'm like, yes, that is it. He explained what it was. All it is espresso and the 43 liquor. Shaken and pour it over ice and that's it. But it is so good that I mean, that's like, now that I know that's all it is, I'm gonna buy a bottle of 43 and make them at home.
Drink coffee that late at night and it doesn't affect you.
It's not bad at all. Like if I have a cup of coffee late in the day, it's fine for me. I don't even know if coffee does anything for me anymore, to be honest, but that's a story for another episode. But I'm going to say, you know, I think that Carajillo is probably my favorite drink. It might edge out the margarita. But my favorite food, Mexican food in general, I'd say is enchiladas. But I got to get the combination plate where you have one with ground beef, right? I hate when places have shredded beef. I just don't like it. It's not the same thing.
No.
And then I like usually they have like a cheese and onion one. So that's delicious. Mm. And then the third one is kind of like a wild card for me. Sometimes I'll get a second ground beef. Sometimes I'll get a second cheese and onion. And sometimes they might have a cool one on the menu that I'm like, you know, I'm going to try that. So I'm going to say that combination plate is my favorite Mexican dish, but I load the crap out of it with salsa because salsa is, I'm a big fan of like restaurant style salsa. You know, but then if we're talking like a specific item, like from a specific place, oh man, God.
Well, what's the lesson you had on your trip?
Good question.
Because you know, were just in Mexico.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, we didn't really actually have any authentic Mexican. We went to like a hibachi place twice. we did go to a Mexican restaurant and I had some really good shrimp, but it wasn't really a Mexican style. It was bacon wrapped and stuff. And it was just the only thing that I could eat on the menu that looked really good. So we actually did. But when I go down there for work and stuff, I mean, just a simple taco is amazing in Mexico. Yeah. It's a completely different experience. A little bit of cilantro, a little onion, and that's it. But no, I had a shrimp burrito one time at this Mexican restaurant out in actually near Disneyland in Irvine, California, and it was so good. So I'm gonna say like, you know, a shrimp burrito also would be up there, or shrimp tacos. I mean, now that I've named every item on the Mexican menu, we should probably get on with our topic. And so tonight what we're going to talk about is the Flower and Garden Festival, but specific to the food booths. So for anybody who doesn't know, there's what they call festival kitchens lined up around World Showcase. And usually they're related to the country that they're located in. And there'll be a couple of samples of food and a couple of samples of drink from that country, and, you know, kind of things that they're famous for. So what we thought we were going to do tonight is Jody had an awesome idea as a play on what we did last year. But this time we're going to pick a sweet item, a savory item, and a drink item. But we're going to pick it for each of the other ducks. So we'll try to guess what that person would order. And then that person will declare a winner out of the three other ducks that will be choosing their meal for them as we walk around World Showcase food booths. So we're hoping this will be a fun game, and you guys at home can pick kind of what you think the best combinations are as well, and come discuss it over in our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks.
I have a question.
Yes.
Since Gene and Jeff are not here, are we still going to say they're what we chose for them or not?
Yeah. I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I put a lot of thought into this, and I used a lot of brain power on this morning. So I really want to make sure I get that information out into the world.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So let's start off with Jody going first. So we'll all guess our dishes for Jody, and see if who she thinks is the winner. So Lonnie,
I better take notes so I know what you all say. Mm-hmm. So, okay, getting my pencil out here. Okay, Lonnie G. Lonnie has an unfair advantage, in my opinion, because Lonnie's had some meals with me recently, more so than anybody else. So we'll see if that plays, you know, into his winning hand or not.
Okay. That's a good point. So sweet, savory, and would both be a salad. For Jody, that's the I put a lot of thought in this because I wanted Jody to have a really good experience, right? So for sweet, I got her the seasonal fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce and Dole Whip mango. It's new, it's plant-based, and it's at the Garden Grays food stroll. Right? That's how you can get it, right? So that's her sweet. For savory, I got her a grilled warm water lobster tail with key lime butter. That's at the Florida Fresh Boot. And for her drink, and it's funny, I got two ducks the same drink, but I just think this is a good one. For her drink, I got her the blood orange hibiscus margarita. It has Terramana. So, you know, anytime you have a drink with the People's Champ, the Rock drink in it, it's good, right? So Terramana tequila with hibiscus and blood orange syrup and orange juice. And it's at the Connections Cafe. So that's the three things I got for Jody.
Wow.
Good choices.
Yeah. So we'll, Jody, I hope you took notes on that so that you're prepared to make a decision on the winner at the end. But Lonnie, you made some really good choices there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I really should not have came to this podcast hungry. and a can of olives I ate before this. Like, I really thought it was going to fill that void, but it has not. So, all right, Kevin, what are you thinking that Jody's going to enjoy?
So this was kind of tough, but I put a lot of thought into it, and you may not like it, but I think I came pretty close at least on one of them. So for sweet, I picked the Florida strawberry shortcake. So that was just pretty simple, but sweet and kind of fresh and, you know, clean. That's at the Florida Fresh booth. For savory, I picked the Mediterranean flatbread with tremula, roast vegetables, artichoke, olives, and feta cheese. And that's at the Tangerini Cafe. And then for the drink, I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's Jean Bonjour Val de l'Or, Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley at Fleur de Lys.
That's good choices.
Yeah, it's funny. Some of those you mentioned, Kevin, I was torn between on a couple of mine. So, and it was the same thing with some of Lonnie's.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think for Jody, we're going to, our savory item that you're going to have and you're going to love, I think, is the seared scallops with French green beans, butter potatoes, brown butter vinaigrette. And that's from Northern Bloom over there in the Canada area, which is where normal people start their trip around the world. but so that's what we're going to start off with. Because I think I know the one meal I had with you was seafood, and I'm pretty sure you like seafood. So I'm like, well, scallops are a good seafood. So I was torn between that and the grilled lobster, and I went with the scallops. And then for the drink, okay, so this took a lot. This actually took the most time of any of my picks for anyone else.
That was my last pick of everybody. The drink.
But for like, honestly, for all you other guys, like I could pick a drink pretty quickly for everybody else. Jody, this took forever because I went through all the French stuff because I'm like, okay, wine, we got to go there. And then I'm like, well, some of them have other stuff mixed in. I don't know if she likes that. And like the wine Kevin mentioned, I'm like, that's maybe I should do that, but I don't know anything about it. So I don't know if it's good and you would know if it's good or not. And if Disney's just trying to pass off a crap wine as good, you're going to be angry. So then you're not going to pick that one. So what I went with was the Collective Arts, which is a brewery, actually up here in well, not up here in Canada, but up here in my area in Canada, Collective Arts Grapefruit Lime Sour from the Northern Bloom. I'm going back to Canada, but I love it. And so I think, Jody, I think you might like that because you don't like anything real sweet to drink, right? And this is something that, it's not super sweet, but it's also not real like beery. And I feel like sours, it typically is like foodies that like sour beers. So my thought with that was that's what I would get for you. And I would think you would like the most.
What about my sweet?
Okay. So for sweet, I put a lot of thought into this too. And I thought, I'm pretty sure we talked about this on last year's episode, and I wish I would have gone back to listen, but I'm going to go with the chocolate maple whiskey cake. But I'll tell you, I will split it with you because I know you're probably not going to eat that whole piece of cake because the sugar and everything, and I think you're not going to want to feel you know, like you ate an entire cake. So I'll split that chocolate maple whiskey cake from Northern Bloom in Canada with you.
This is tough, you guys. So... I wish I could say one of you got all three like out of the park. Some of you got two out of three, but so we're going to go with the best overall. Okay. I don't like sours, John.
What? But you love like, have you tried them?
I don't like grapefruit at all. And I don't like sours. So you were so close. You were so close. That was close. And Lonnie, I don't like blood orange.
What? Inconceivable.
Apparently your taste buds are...
Well, here's the thing that maybe you guys don't know.
They're broken.
I'm not a huge fruit person. Like
How do you eat all that salad and don't eat fruit? That's crazy.
Fruit this is rigged. The same as a vegetable.
This thing is rigged.
Person. So, Kevin, you are the winner because... Whoa. Mediterranean flatbread I had looked at, like we're actually down at Flower and Garden, and I looked at that, but hopefully I can pick those olives off because I'm like John who eats cans of olives. Olives are gross. So hopefully I can just pick those little bugs off. Of course, I'm going to like a glass of wine, and a strawberry shortcake just seems light and fluffy without too much fruit, and strawberries are actually a fruit that I do like. Blueberries and strawberries are about it, by the way. I'm not a big fruit person. So Kevin, you're my winner. So I'm going to be the scorekeeper tonight because normally it's Jeff is the score. No, John, you're normally a scorekeeper. I don't know.
I have a name circled, but it's, yeah, you keep score and that'll be okay. The best. Jeff does it. He's an accountant, right? He's good at keeping score on things.
He's terrible at counting. We found out. So he's really, really bad at counting. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep score. So Kevin, that's 1 point for you.
Okay. All right. Well, since Kevin was the winner of that round, let's go next to Kevin. And we'll all give our choices of what we think Kevin would like. So, Jody, do you want to go first and give us your choices for Kevin?
So, Kevin. So, I also had a hard time figuring out some of yours. And I do remember some of the things that you said in the past about things that you like. So, one of the things I was looking for you was a stout type of beer. Because I know that you like stout type of beers. And I could not figure out if any of those were stouts. Because none of them said the word stout. So I was like, I don't know if any of these are dark or stouty type beer. So that kind of threw me. So let's see how I did. So for savory, I'm going with the soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts. That was my savory item. For the sweet item, I'm going with the same one that John chose for me, which does sound delicious, which is the chocolate maple whiskey cake. And I would also be happy to split that with you. If you're not going to split it with John, I'd be happy to split it with you. And then for your beverage, this is where I got, I know that you like, at least I think you like bourbon. I know John likes bourbon, but I think you do too. And I got you the, because we said something about homecoming and this made me think of it. The frozen lemon tea cocktail with a word I can't pronounce, honey and bourbon. And that was at the Epcot Farmer's Feast. Sorry, I should have said my three things. Your savory was from Trowel and Trellis. Your sweet was from Northern Bloom. And your beverage was from Epcot Farmer's Feast. So soy glaze, sticky ribs, chocolate maple whiskey cake, and frozen lemon tea cocktail with, again, a word I can't pronounce, honey and whiskey. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word because they're like all those weird accent-y things on them, and I don't know what they are. So those were Jody, my three.
That's interesting. I picked the same – where's my Kevin list? I picked the same thing for Kevin.
All three?
No. Just the savory one. I actually – so two of the three. I picked – the soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts from Trowel and Trellis because I thought that Kevin would like that. I think I just feel like you like meat and that looked like one of the better meats you could get on the menu. So I picked that for you. For the sweet, I also thought we had talked about bourbon before and whiskey. So I went with the Northern Bloom whiskey cake, the maple whiskey cake because I mean, come on, who doesn't like that, right? But also for the drink, I was looking for something with a key lime flavor because it, for the sweet area, but I found this drink when I was looking for the key lime thing. So this drink was the key lime wine slush, and that is from the citrus blossom. So I thought that that sounds like something that maybe up your alley. So yeah. Mm. All right. So, wow, Jody, it's like, as you were talking, I'm like, wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So Kevin, are you ready to really eat? Because what they had was just, it's nice. Right. But I'm going to take care of you, Kevin. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here I go. So for sweet, I'm going to hook you up with the fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting and candied bacon. Bacon is the candy of meats, candied bacon, right? You got it. For savory, come on, y'all. Kevin's from the South. Chicken and waffles. Crispy chicken and honey sweet cornbread waffle with whipped honey butter and spicy honey is at the Honey Bistro. Oh, and I'm sorry. For your sweet, we're gonna go get that from Brunchcot. And for your drink, you see, Kevin, they want you to drink. I'm saying, I want you to be non-alcoholic because we're going to ride some rides or something after. So for your drink, I got you the Honey Peach Cobbler Freeze with streusel. It's non-alcoholic and it's at the Honey Bistro. So, man, look, I got you taken care of. You're welcome.
So, Lonnie, some of those choices I agree with, but I had them for other people and I didn't want to use the same item for two people. So
I did the same.
I was like, well, if I'm already using this for this person, I can't use it for this. So I could see Kevin going for some of those. So we'll see. All right, Kevin.
So
give us some feedback.
So one person got two out of three.
Well, I guess that's got to be Lonnie then.
Lonnie. So the drink, I would probably do the slush, the key lime slush. But definitely the sweet rolls and bacon and chicken and waffles, I would be – that would have to be after I rode Guardians for sure. But yeah, I would definitely, I think that sounds really good. And I picked almost the same exact thing for somebody else. So.
All right. All right.
1 point.
Yeah. And I had the chicken and waffles last year there and they really are good. So I would definitely recommend those.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Chicken and waffles is delicious. I mean, who thought to put that together, but amazing.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Or she's a genius. Whoever did it.
Yeah. The sticky ribs sound really good too. And so does the chocolate cake. Man, that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is causing my belly some issues right now.
Do you need another can of olives, John?
Okay. So I really, really thought that was a normal thing. I've done it my whole life. Just grab a can of black olives, grab a fork, and just eat them. you know, and I got hungry before the show tonight. So I did that. And I was talking to you guys and I'm like, I couldn't believe that you guys thought it was weird. And Katie used to think I was weird for doing it too. And I thought she was the weird one for thinking that, but nope, turns out not normal. Good gosh. All right. So now let's go to Lonnie. So we're all going to pick what we think Lonnie would have had. So Kevin, let's start with you. What do you think Lonnie would have?
Okay, Lonnie, you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
I got you for the sweet. I got the lemon meringue pie. I took a risk on that because I'm not sure if you would like that or not, but it sounded really good and, you know, kind of light for the sweet. It's got a toasted meringue on it, and it's at the citrus blossom. Mm-hmm. And for the savory, I picked the sticky ribs, the soy glazed sticky ribs with the green onions and peanuts at Trial and Trails. That sounded really good. Mm-hmm. And then I know you like sangria. So for the drink, I picked the Italian sangria, but the option was red or white. So I'm just going to get both for you.
And, that's cheating.
No, stop. He that's not cheating. He's good. He's on to something. Let him cook. Let him cook.
One.
Well, then how about this? I'll buy both and he can pick which one he wants.
There you go. There you go.
And I'll drink the other one.
You're pulling a crawl on that. That's not fair. You're cheating. Those are good choices.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
John, you're on mute, so we can't hear a word you're saying. So now, okay. Welcome back.
Here we go. I had a cough there. Okay. So now let's go to Jody. What are you going to get for Lonnie?
All right. So I remember that Lonnie goes to Chewy's every Friday night. And mm-hmm. I also remember that Lonnie loves lobster nachos. So I went with kind of, you'll see if I steered correctly here. And I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce some of these things. So just forgive me. And I'm sorry to all of our listeners for butchering all these words, but I'm going to do my best. Okay, so for the savory, it was at the Garden de Fiesta. And it was the soap de something, which was a pepper braised pork on fried corn shells with black beans, shredded cabbage, crema mexicana, queso fresco, and chives. It's a new item this year. Okay. You're sweet. I could be really wrong on this or really right, and I was hoping I remembered right. From Magnolia Terrace, I got you the Bananas Foster's bread pudding.
Jody, your beverage. Stop it right now.
Your beverage. I would bet.
You guys read that for Lonnie?
You get the same thing.
Hold on, for your beverage, I went back to the place where I got your savory, and I got you the margarita with the Blanco tequila, the citrus juice and the agave nectar, which is also the new beverage there. So,
so it wasn't the floral margarita.
No, it was the Liche margarita.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So Jody,
again, we're on the same wavelength, apparently.
Lonnie, I just because Jody gave two of my answers already. I mean, the Bananas Foster thing just sounded like something I thought you would like. The savory one, same like rationale, right? You love Mexican food. You go out to Chewy's all the time, and I thought you would like the pork. Part of that as well. And, you know, with it being Mexican food and having a good like meat option, I thought you would like that. So I went that way as well. And then I went same place for your drink as Jody. But I went with the other margarita, the floral margarita. It has cherry liqueur, mezcal, hibiscus tea, and lime juice. So it sounds like a delicious beverage and I think you would really enjoy it. So yeah.
Whew, that's hard. It's funny. So, man, Kevin, you did some good choices. Unfortunately, I really don't like lemon meringue pie. The sticky ribs, yes. The Italian sangria, I give you an extra check because I would drink both of them. I mean, look, the banana foster, you guys both were right. I would eat that in a heartbeat, as well as the savory option. I'm going to go with Jody, though, for her margarita. You know, no margarita is bad, John. It's just it's splitting hairs, because I'm gonna tell you that margarita there. When you was reading the ingredients, I was like, yeah, I can get behind that. So yeah, Jody got actually all three.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And Carl, you got two and a half.
Good if job, I could put lobster on your Mexican, then I knew I would have. But like,
well, just pull a Kevin and go get the grilled lobster. Yeah. Bring it back.
The lobster you chose for me, and our one server would have done that from the where were we? Why can't I think
Lamplight.
Of it? No, not Lamplight. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know what you're saying. The one that with the guy.
Perfect
with
Circle Lounge.
He would have
gone and got you that lobster and put it on that food for you. But yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, he would have. So, all right. Okay.
Okay. So let's do, you guys give me what you think.
I'm going to go, John. I'm going to give it to you.
Go for it, Lonnie.
Okay. So for you, sweet, I know you like frushi. So I got you the frushi. Strawberry, pineapple. I don't know how to pronounce that. Wrapped in coconut rice with pink soy wrap, served with whipped cream, drizzled raspberry sauce, and toasted coconut. That's at Hanami. I know you love frushi. You talked about it. I got it for you. For savory, I know you like shrimp, so I got you the orange sesame tempura shrimp with orange chili sauce.
It's the same two I picked.
Well, okay, let's see if we deviate from this one. For the drink, I got you the Scottish Trissel, which is forged gin with lemon and black currant cucumber syrup garnished with cucumber, and that's in the United Kingdom beer cart. And I forgot your sesame, your tempura shrimp came from the citrus blossom.
Good choices. Mm-hmm. All right. Jody, so you said you had the same sweet.
You're savory. I also went to the citrus blossom and I got you the shrimp because I know, you know, with your gluten allergy, there was a lot of stuff I couldn't get for you. I almost got you the potato pancakes because I know you like them, but I was like, well, he also really, really likes shrimp. So I went with the shrimp, but now I kind of wish I would have gone with the potato pancakes, do something different. I also got you for your sweet. I got you the frushi because I knew you liked it. And again, I knew it was a safe item for you to eat because it was, at first I was like, oh, the beignets. I'm like, John can't eat beignets. Like I was looking at different things, but then that's why I settled on the frushi because I knew you could eat it. But my beverage is different than Lonnie's. So we'll see about this. I was back at Hanami, which had the frushi. I got you the, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I'm going to try to say this word. Shigo Breeze Cocktail, which is sake with strawberry and watermelon. Yeah. And it's the new item this year.
I know. Yeah. I am very familiar with that one because I was looking at the menus earlier and I'm like, oh boy.
So that's the beverage. Even though I know you like bourbon and I know you like wine lately, but I also know that you have a great affinity to Japanese culture and sake. So I thought perhaps, you know, I really was looking for, you know, your drink that you always get at the Polynesian, but I couldn't find one that had those same exact ingredients. And I really was trying to see what matched up with the Lapu Lapu, but I couldn't find one.
Oh. Hey, John, did I mention that your Scottish Twistle is made with Ford's gin? Ford from Detroit? Detroit Ford, you love them? You're there?
My dad worked for Ford and retired from there, yeah.
And it's made with Ford gin.
I have really been into gin lately. Like it's really, really grown on me the last 6 months or so. So that is a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Represent Detroit.
Yeah. In England or the United Kingdom.
It's like Gene says, he just makes up country, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, I'm excited to hear what you think I would like.
So all of us win on the sweet because I also picked the frushi. So I think we know you pretty well for your sweet. For the savory, I picked the tamale de rajas. That's poblano peppers, corn and cheese, and masa topped with poblano cream sauce, cream Mexicana, pickled carrots, and onions with chives.
That does sound really good.
Jardín de frescas. And then for the drink, I picked the blood orange hibiscus margarita, and that's the Terramana tequila with hibiscus and blood orange syrup and orange juice. And that's it. Connections Cafe.
Okay, so John, I have a question for you. Since we all picked the same sweet item for you, because you know none of us wanted to kill you and get you anything with gluten in it. So if it wasn't the frushi, since we all three chose that, what would be your sweet choice selection of something that you could actually eat?
Okay, so I love the frushi, but I mean, honestly, looking at it, there's a lot of stuff that's good, but all I want to be able to eat is that maple bacon or maple whiskey cake in Canada. I would absolutely love, but I picked the frushi because it's something I know I can eat and it's delicious. Mm. I mean, it's so good. It looks like sushi, but it's got fruit in it. So, oh man, you can't beat it. And they usually, I think, drizzle a little bit of sauce on it. Okay. So everybody got that one. For the next one, actually nobody got it right. Very close though. But what I picked was, where did my list go? It was the grilled lobster, but I want to see where it's from so we can tell everybody. Okay. Grilled warm lobster tail with key lime butter. And that's at the Florida Fresh station. Mm-hmm. So, none of you guys got that.
You never mentioned lobster. What? Yes. Always shrimp. Never lobster.
I know, but
you're holding out on us, man. You're holding out on us.
I don't make enough money to buy lobster as much as I can buy shrimp. So lobster, it's just like a special thing. But I'm going to say give the edge on the savory to Lonnie and Jody because although I like tamales, I love shrimp and like just Asian food in general. Yeah. So that's that. And then drink. Okay. Man, this is one of you got one of the two that I wrote down as the most wanted ones. So I'm going to say, let's see, with Lonnie, you picked a gin drink. Like I said, I have been really into gin lately, but, that was not one I picked, although it is one I would definitely drink. Kevin, the blood orange, margarita. Again, I didn't pick that one, but it sounds amazing and I would 100% drink it. But this one, Jody, got the exact drink that I had written down. So that drink looks amazing. It's the Ishago Breeze cocktail, sake with watermelon and strawberry. And so I love sake. It's delicious, and I try to drink it whenever I can. But you add in two of my other favorite things in the world, watermelon and strawberries. Whew, you just can't beat that. But the one that was a close second to that was made with gin, though, Lonnie, from Florida Fresh. And it is the cucumber watermelon slushy with gin.
I thought about that one. I was going back and forth.
Shucks. Yeah. So that was my real close, like 1B, just because, like I said, I mean, cucumber, watermelon, you got gin. That's a great combination. So Jody won that one, I would say.
So let the record state that I have 2 points. So I am the winner. I mean, we don't know how Gene and Jeff are going to vote.
So don't gloat too much.
I'm the winner as of this moment now.
Okay. Who's got the other one?
Kevin has one and Lonnie has one.
The other two.
Okay. So I am going to give you guys Gene's one. And then y'all could probably say, Lonnie, you're one because I know what Gene's going to eat.
Yeah, this is a little unfair. I figured you and Gene would have easily been able to guess each other's food items.
Just give me the point. Just give me the point right now.
Well, the other thing is, so I was thinking if Gene's not here, then the only one of us that would know Gene more than anybody else would be Lonnie.
Yeah.
So,
all right, let's go. Let's list them out, and then we'll see what we'll have Gene write in the comments when the show releases and let us know who won.
So do we want Lonnie to go first or last for this
one? I'll go last.
Okay.
So Jody, you want to give us what?
Sure. And I want to try to read and watch Lonnie's reaction while I read. So we'll see how my eyeballs go here. Cause I want to, all right. So for, Lonnie, you put a dark screen. That's not fair. Yeah. Come back, Lonnie G. All right. So for Gene, my savory item, and I think Lonnie, you chose this for Kevin, but this is why I didn't choose it for Kevin. I chose from the Honey Bistro, I chose the chicken and waffles because, again, you know, it's crispy chicken with a honey sweet cornbread waffle with whipped honey butter and spicy honey. So that's what I picked for his savory. Mm-hmm. For his sweet, this is where I'm not sure. I went back and forth on this one. I went with the lemon meringue pie. So it's the lemon curd. It's from the citrus blossom, lemon curd, lemon mousse, and toasted meringue. And then for his beverage, I went to Brunchcot and I got him the Fruit Loop shake, which to me sounds like the most disgusting thing ever, but I know you guys like your sugary cereal. So that's what I chose for his beverage.
Interesting. Yeah. I think Kevin, you said you chose that too, right? That's so right. Did I.
We all chose the same beverage.
Yeah. I chose that too. I'll just say, and so I chose the fruit.
I think he's even mentioned that before.
Okay. So if Gene doesn't choose that as his beverage, then, you know, he's going to tell me he's wrong. Cause all four of his friends here say that that's the beverage he needs.
And I had the same thing for chicken and waffles for the savory. So those were exactly the same. The only difference I had was for sweet. I got him the Beignet Caramelis from Florida Liss.
I got him that too, Kevin. So mine was a little bit different than you guys. So same sweet, because it sounded like something he'd like. I was looking for the Cronut.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Yeah. So I'm like, that's the next best thing. For the drink, we already talked about that. I mean, that describes Gene to a T, I think. and I'm pretty sure, Kevin, you're right. He has talked about liking that one before. Savory. I think this is going to be a bit controversial. I wanted Gene on so I could explain. And then I think I would sway him. But all right. So savory. I went to the Magnolia Terrace. And I'm going to get Gene the spicy chicken gumbo with andouille, sausage, and rice. Here's the thing. I think that, you know, Lonnie and Gene both like gumbo a lot, right? And I was like, I'm not going to pick this for Lonnie. Gene's much more open-minded. He's going to go out and try these things. Where Lonnie, I think you're, food-wise, you might be a little more set in your ways than Gene is. So I picked that for Gene thinking, look, he loves gumbo, right? But he's not really going to like alterations to gumbo, but maybe he'll give it a try and just be open to experiencing something new. So that's why I picked that one for Gene.
I had that one first as well, and I was really struggling with putting that in. And so if I had a second one to put, I would definitely pick that one too. But I don't know, would that be like me going to New York City and getting barbecue?
Exactly.
That's what I'm wondering.
You don't get mass-produced gumbo.
Right.
You just don't. Yeah. So, but that's a good choice. I would say, John, I mean, that's not bad, but usually, you know, Gene makes his own gumbo. My wife makes our own gumbo. You just kind of, you know, when you know what it's good, it's kind of hard to get somebody else's one. They probably didn't season it. They probably have unnecessary ingredients in it. They probably, you know, but hey, that's still good. That's still good. Man. So I'll tell you what Gene's going to really eat. So for his sweet, he's going to get the funnel cake with powdered sugar, vanilla ice cream, strawberries, whipped cream, strawberry glaze, and strawberry crunch. That's at the funnel cake booth. He loves funnel cake. For savory, for drink, I got the Fruit Loops shake. Everybody got that right. Yep. For savory, I got him the hot honey chicken sandwich. It's a southern fried chicken sandwich with hot honey and pickles on a brioche bun. And that's at the Connections Cafe. Gene loves chicken sandwiches. He loves chicken, but he loves chicken sandwiches too. And that's
sounds really good.
Yeah, it does. I missed that one.
Mm-hmm. It was at the very end of the page.
End of the page. But look, chicken and waffles, you can't go wrong with that. I think you could flip a coin. We all might be right on that one. I think we both got that. The sweet is probably the one thing that would separate us.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gone with the beignet. I mean, he would probably rather have one from home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one.
Darn.
Oh, you could just give him the popcorn.
The popcorn.
Are we trying to kill the man?
If they had a Cronut, I think all of us would have got exactly the same thing.
Cronut, he would have it. That'd be we all would have it. Yeah.
But Nye's pretty close to a Cronut though. So I mean like a cousin, I would say.
And not a distant cousin.
No, like your cousin's kid. You know,
a cousin that you really don't deal with because he always asks for money.
That cousin. Right. Right.
All right. We'll have to see who won that one. That would be interesting.
And then, so now we can go through what we have for Jeff.
Okay.
So let's start with Lonnie. What did you have for Jeff?
All right, for sweet, Jeff is going to eat the liquid nitro honey mascarpone. It's a cheesecake with fresh honey, granulated honey, honey mead, and blueberry compote. It's at the national, it's at the Swirl Showcase. So a lot of honey. I'm hooking him up. For savory, I'm going to get him the plant-based buffalo chicken tender poutine. Right? Crisp potato barrels, plant-based blue cheese crumbles. It's at the Garden Grays food stroll, right, at the refreshment port. And for his drink, I'm going to get him the Joffrey's coffee. It's called the coffee cocktail. It's Joffrey's coffee with milk, vanilla vodka, Kahlua rum, and coffee liqueur. And that's at Brunchcot.
Those seem like solid choices, Lonnie.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would definitely like every food item.
Do we think Jeff has ever eaten anything plant-based?
Nope.
No, but I know but he likes poutine. Didn't he talk about poutine
before? Potatoes are plant-based.
Yeah, right? Potato. Yeah, that was, I was going to say, it's the only meat or non-meat item I could see Jeff ever eating is that. A potato of some sort.
Exactly. So it's potato barrels covered in stuff. He'll probably just, you know, pick around it. He'll eat it.
Yeah. all right. So, Kevin, what do you got for Jeff?
So what I picked for him was almost the same thing that Lonnie picked for me. So for the sweet, I picked the fried cinnamon roll bites with the bacon. For the savory, though, I picked the lobster tail with key lime butter from Florida Fresh. And then for the drink, I picked the frozen lemon tea cocktail with the honey and bourbon.
That does sound like something you'd like, yeah. All right, I'm going to tell you guys what Jeff's really going to have. Oh. And yeah, so we'll go through it that way. Okay, his drink, he's going to get the citrus frosted iced tea with Grey Goose. He's going to have that option, which they have on the kitchen menu. And he's going to get that from the Joffrey stand in Canada. They have some special items like that during the Flower and Garden Festival. And I'm pretty sure I've had that drink with Jeff before. So that's why I picked that one. Next, we're going with the savory item. I think Jeff's going to have beef tenderloin tips. It does come with whipped potatoes and a mushroom sauce. But I think, you know, like I said earlier, I think the only vegetable Jeff would ever eat would be a potato. So there's whipped potatoes with it. The mushroom sauce, I think he'll tolerate because it's going to be on the beef tenderloin tips. So, you know, I think he's going to eat that. And if there would have just been piece of meat on one of the menus, I would have just picked that, right? Doesn't even matter the cut, the animal, whatever. Okay, so then for sweet, I'm going with the chocolate maple whiskey cake from Northern Bloom. I am a bit biased just because I love everything on their menu. And then I'm like trying to figure out ways to make it work with everybody. But I'm pretty sure Jeff likes chocolate cake. And I know he doesn't, he's not like super into bourbons and whiskey and stuff. But I'm going to say that he's going with the chocolate maple. Oh, I already said that. But I think he's going to go with that because of the chocolate and the maple. So I think that he is going to go there and have that delicious cake that I am so jealous of all of you for getting to eat. So those are my choices.
Solid choices.
Yeah. I feel like they were. So we'll have to get some feedback from Jeff.
I haven't given mine.
You haven't given yours yet?
No.
I skipped Jody. I'm sorry. That's all right. Got overly excited about talking about
it. I know. Well, I understand why, because you and I selected the same savory item for Jeff. We both think that I happen to have had a meal or two with Jeff recently, and he is a meat and potatoes guy. So I also chose the Northern Bloom beef tenderloin tips with the mushroom sauce, the whipped potatoes, and the garden vegetables. I actually saw him eat some green beans. So I think, you know, maybe they're green beans, and that would be like the perfect meal for Jeff. So that was the savory item. The sweet, I had to go with something with bacon on it. Come on. I mean, all that Jeff does is complain about the Flying Pig Marathon not having bacon. So I have to go to Brunchcot and get him the fried cinnamon rolls with the cream cheese with the candied bacon on top, which I think, Kevin, you got him, right? Yep. That's what I had to get him for a sweet. And his beverage, this is where I think I messed up. I know he likes getting things at the Joffrey cart, And I got him something from Brunch Cut, which is the coffee cocktail with Joffrey's coffee and milk and vanilla vodka and Kahlua rum and coffee liqueur. But then I'm beginning to think, I'm not sure he likes coffee, but I think he likes the drinks from the Joffrey's cart. So I think I messed that last one up. But I'm pretty solid with my savory and my sweet, though. I feel pretty good about those. It was the beverage that I'm beginning to wonder if I maybe didn't pick the right thing. So
I think you went a wrong direction there, but we'll see. We're going to find out. Hopefully Jeff can record his response and add it in here to tell people who he thinks won. But yeah, so clearly John, obviously I got to win one. I mean, I feel like I gave a lot of thought into this, and I'm very upset, to be honest. if we're going to really put our true selves out there. Okay. So,
all right, everybody. Since John called me out and wanted me to try to piece in my response to his ideas and what their plans were for me for food, I guess we'll give this a shot through the magic of video editing, which I'm not very good at, which I'm sure you guys have already realized. We'll see how this goes. So with my list of stuff, Kevin had me until the drink. Not a bourbon guy. Just can't do bourbon. It burns. I don't like the burn. Tried bourbon. I want to be a bourbon drinker. Just cannot do it. Jody, again, was spot on until the drink, even with the right place, but she chose poorly. I am not a coffee drinker, but Joffrey's was the right place to go. I am a meat and potatoes guy. I don't do a lot of vegetables, so they're all kind of right there with me. I've had the candy bacon things before, the cinnamon swirls or cream cheese things. I've had the maple whiskey cakes. I've had the beef tenderloin. I've had all of that. So as much as it pains me to say, John nailed it perfectly of what I would get at the Flower and Garden Butterfly Festival this year. So, all right, I'll send you back to the regular recorded broadcast so they can finish up the show. Have a great day, everybody.
So I think we covered a lot of the menus on that are going to be there for the festival in these kitchens. But
was anyone else surprised how many plant-based items there were on this menu this year?
There was even Impossible is like they're sponsoring one of the booths. So I thought that was really cool, especially as a dad of she's not quite vegan, but very close. So it's nice to have those options out there.
Yeah.
But one thing too is I wanted to see, as you guys were going through looking at all the menus for this fun game that we played, was there any that jumped out at you that you're like, I love everything at that booth? Or did you have a clear favorite of which one?
I think Florida Fresh had, I picked things for you all from that stand.
Yeah. To me, the Honey Bistro had it going on. That's where the chicken and waffles are, the cobbler freeze. I think they had a lot of good choices.
Man. Yeah, I thought Brunch Cot also had a couple of things that looked pretty good to
Brunch Cot. Yep, that was the other one.
I love, like I said earlier, I love like Asian food and all the things they have at Disney. But I really love the Hanami one at the Japan Pavilion. That's where the frushi is that you guys picked for me. And then they have like one of the steam buns with vegetables and a ramen cup salad. That's like ramen shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables. And that was one of the things I was thinking about picking for Jody, actually.
Is the Hanami one the one where they now the bao bun is plant-based also?
Yeah, it's a plant-based soy meat.
Used to be like Landon's favorite thing was the chicken bao bun. And so we'll have to see over spring break if I give him the plant-based one and see if he still likes it as much as he likes the chicken one that he's had in the past.
Yeah. But I think, honestly, though, I love that one, but my favorite was every item in Canada at Northern Bloom. To me, I would 100% get that. They had the beef tenderloin tips that we talked about. The scallops, that's where I saw that when I picked it for Jody. And I've had those before there, and they're really good. And I mean, honestly, though, I don't know if they're good scallops, but because I've never had them anywhere but there. But every time I'm at Epcot for that festival, I get them and I love them. So I'm scared to try them somewhere else at this point. But then they also have the chocolate maple whiskey cake, which is really good. But then their drink menu is cool because Collective Arts is a brewery that we've had in my area for quite a long time, because it was before I couldn't have gluten anymore. So I used to get stuff from this brewing brewery all the time, and it's really, really good. So hopefully, you know, you guys can go out there and support that company that's close to my house. They're in Hamilton, Ontario. I mean, it's not, you know, a 10-minute drive, but it's not too far from the Detroit area. So, yeah.
And I like that a lot of the booths have the beer samples that you can do, because I feel like, you know, if you're there with, you know, a friend or, you know, your partner, whomever, and you want to, you can do the sample and maybe you like one and they like the other one. And, cause sometimes I don't want to purchase a $8 or $12 beverage. And what if I don't like it, you know? And at a brewery, like we went to a brewery Friday night with, Dave, one of the lizards, and listens to this podcast, and he was in town. So it was awesome to hang out with him. And you can get, you know, it's nice to get a sample before you commit to a full beverage. Cause like, if you don't like it, then that's kind of expensive to just throw that out. So I think I noticed there were maybe three or four different samples, and those are kind of fun.
Yeah.
The beer flights are really cool. And the other good thing about this place too, is they have a gluten-free beer. So in Montreal, there's a really good brewery called Glutenberg that just started distributing to Michigan this past 2 years or so. But like their IPA is really good. Their stout. But this one, the blonde ale, it's just interesting because it gives people an option, right? Like there is not usually a gluten-free beer available anywhere in Disney, let alone, you know, at the festival like that. So that's a fun one to get to try. And it's not a place, Montreal isn't a place you expect for beer, but that's where this one comes from. So that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So Northern Bloom to me was the one that just really stood out. And maybe it's because of my proximity to, you know, the Canada. Great country of Canada. Yeah. That I just gravitate towards their food. So it was a fun game. So Jody, thanks for suggesting that. I think it gave our listeners a lot of insight into the different menus of all of the different food kitchens without just sitting here listing everything. So it was kind of a fun way to give out a lot of that information. So let's continue that fun and let's move on to Quacking Up with the Ducks. So since we had a food episode, I picked a food joke. So what do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
Good one.
Pasta. Okay. All right. Jody, what do you got?
Well, mine is also a food joke. And funny enough, it even ties into our intro. So why was the Mexican food so cold?
I don't know why.
Because it was burrito. Get it, burrito.
The explanation makes it so much better too.
It's the best I can do.
Oh, amazing! All right, Kevin, what do you got?
What happened to the frog that parked illegally? It got towed.
What? Lonnie, what do you got for us tonight?
Question for you guys. What do you give the dentist of the year?
What?
A little plaque.
Oh boy. That was good. Okay. Wow.
Love.
Yeah. I hope we didn't cause anybody to get into a car accident. They were laughing so hard because we don't want that. We don't want that liability. There was a fun discussion, and we hope you guys got a lot out of it. Please, again, come over to our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks, and give us some of your opinions, what your favorite dishes are or what you think our favorite dishes would be. You know, if you played along and tried to guess along with the other ducks. Come over there and take part of the discussion and make sure you're giving us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And we really appreciate it. All right. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Quaharini.
Yeah, I'll try to give the disclaimer. If you listen to us and something happens, that's a you problem, not a us problem. Bye, everybody.
Hi, friends.
Oh, man.